Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
We're all creatures of habit. I used to have this teacher in middle school. He was from Boston. He was a huge Red Sox fan. And he would say, John, we're creatures of habit. We're creatures of habit. He had that Boston accent. And it rings in my ear. It rings in my mind when I think about what we're going through right now, because we're all out of rhythm. And I'm a big believer in that. Judah, you've heard me say that when, like, we have a holiday, like we have a show that falls after maybe Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, and I'll go, oh, everybody's out of rhythm. We're out of our routine, and so I'm trying to find routine in this time. Valerie Cleary, the athletic director at Portland State, is probably trying to find routine as well, and she's joining us. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Definitely trying to find rhythm. We are definitely completely out of rhythm right now in our world.
As a parent, I don't like it, because, like, even bedtime's off time for some reason. Kids are going to bed late. They're waking up at all different hours, and everybody doesn't know what to do with themselves. What are you doing with your kids, and what are you doing with work to try to find that rhythm?
Well, you know, if today's any indication, we finally had French toast at about 10:45 this morning. Did that in a 15-minute break in between phone calls and Zoom calls and Google chat meetings and all those other kind of things. Then we have what we've instituted this week is called midday mental health walks, where we got to get our butts out of the house because someone's going to hurt somebody if we stay in this house for way too long. So I have the natural social distancing where I live out here in kind of the far west side. And took a walk yesterday. Today we ventured out a little further and took the dog to Hag Lake and just walked some trails for about 45 minutes and then headed right back home. So trying to create that rhythm the best that we know how in just a very uncertain time.
For you guys, you have a men's Big Sky basketball tournament that's going on as it's canceled, as the NCAA is sort of moving into canceling March Madness. I felt like Barrett Perry and your team were playing so well that you guys were one of the real losers when it came to the cancellation, because I thought you had a real chance to win that tournament.
Oh, completely. I mean, it's just devastating. And, you know, and I know you've talked to BP as well, and we kind of anticipated it just because as Wednesday went by and we were watching decisions be made with the NCAA, and then Thursday morning we get up and we're getting ready to play at 2:30, and, you know, emergency phone calls are being scheduled and so forth. The guys kind of had an idea by that time, but still it doesn't take the shock away. And especially, you know, we're on a 6-game winning streak. It's looking really good. We got the bye. You know, Barrett can coach the heck out of these guys, and we're so, so, so blessed that we had great kids on and off the court that just are super passionate about who they are and what they do. So we were excited to see what was going to happen, and we definitely were the team. Everyone was nervous to play in that tournament. We just had to get through those next few games. But so that was heartbreaking for sure.
Who told you that the tournament was off? How do you find out? And what's your next conversation after that?
Right. So that morning when we got up, we knew that there was going to be a meeting amongst the Big Sky presidents. And so, because really that's where the direction of any conference is coming from, is from the membership president. So each president at each institution. And we were just told to kind of stand by. Honestly, when we woke up that morning, we were thinking that it was going to move to maybe spectator only, you know, with limited spectators, with just, you know, family, friends, essential staff. That's where we kind of thought it was going. But as we literally were sitting in the lobby of the Hyatt Place in downtown Boise, you're watching things come across the ticker. And we got a text message that said everyone needs to be on this call at 10:30. And that's when the conference commissioner let us know that that was the decision to be made, was that it was going to be canceled.
You guys end up having a wedding on the court. One of your support staff inside the athletic department marries assistant coach. They were engaged before. Don't think this was like, you know, hey, let's right. do something, get two strangers married here. They were engaged. They were going to have a wedding in May and said, why not? I thought you guys did a great job of making chicken salad out of chicken bleep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. You know, I told you on text message before that all of us administrators were actually on a plane. We had just left. We got our women's team out. We got the administrators were on a plane because we knew we were having to come back to campus. And then I started getting phone calls. First BP called me, and I was like, that's really weird, and shoot him a text back saying, I'm on a plane. Is everything okay? And his response was really vague. Just wanted to run something by you, but I think we're good. And then the next text was from our director of basketball operations, same kind of thing. I was like, what is going on? And then you saw the response. I got a response back that just said, Jason Linz are getting married today. And on the plane, you know, we're all spaced out a few rows, and so we're tapping people on shoulders to try to get everyone's attention. And we couldn't get off the plane, obviously, but so we were bummed to miss it. But, gosh, I mean, they are two of the best people ever, and they're two of the best in the business. They truly love and care for our student-athletes. So to see something special come out of a pretty crazy day was amazing, and it couldn't have happened to two better people.
Valerie Cleary is our guest, Portland State Athletic Director. How do you approach your job here, knowing that, like Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball and Adam Silver with the NBA, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen. So how do you approach?
Right. I mean, I keep telling the staff, and everyone knows this, is there is absolutely no playbook for this. There's no way to draw up a play because in 2 hours from now, the game's totally going to change. The rules will change. So it's really meeting by meeting, day by day. And you kind of in the back of your mind have to have somewhat of a plan B, but you don't want to waste too much time on all these contingencies. I mean, I don't even know what day is it. Is it Wednesday or Thursday day?
Thursday.
Yeah. It's Thursday. Last Thursday, we were in Boise getting ready to play a game when we got the call. So, I mean, just in a matter of 7 days, it has completely flipped upside down. I could not even tell you what's going to happen 7 days from now. So we're trying to figure those things out while managing not only your staff, but your student athletes and making sure that they're okay. And do they have a place to go? And, you know, are they able to still stay connected? Just right now, I don't know if you know the Marco Polo app. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie video type thing.
Okay.
That's what all the cool kids do. So my golf coach, she was on a group Google video chat, and she's Marco Poloing me so I could see that all her players are safe because, you know, we had to end their season. You know, so these young women aren't even getting their full season at all. You know, they had just come back from a tournament. They're supposed to be in Maui this weekend. So it's just a lot of emotional lift, but then also just strategic lift as well. Just trying to figure out your business operations. What does this look like in regards to your budget for this fiscal year and then also planning for next fiscal year? And you're working completely off of unknowns to try to address these big questions.
I think sometimes in sports, we're conditioned to be more fluid because, you know, team wins and they move on to the next round. Team loses and they go home. It's not a big deal for us all to cancel flights or make reservations and then sort of be a little fluid. But there are a lot of people who are on schedules out there. I can't even remember, Val, what I was worried about a week ago because now I'm worried about a whole nother set of things.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true. I mean, and apply that to nearly 300 student athletes and another 100 staff members. And if you talk about structure, I mean, athletics, we could adjust. We're really good about adjusting. But boy, are we a culture of just structure. You got weights at a certain time, practice, team meetings. You know, you just operate off of a schedule. You know who you're going to play this week. You know who you're going to play next week. Are you traveling? Are you at home? And to have that all be pulled out from underneath you in a matter of just one phone call is it's shocking to the system.
Valerie Cleary is the athletic director at Portland State. The scheduling in football, if we can go to like a bigger picture thing, How has scheduling changed in your world? Are the Power Fives calling you like they did before? What is that like now?
You know, we got really lucky. Our former deputy athletic director, who recently just left to take an AD job in January, and Coach Barnum have done an exceptional job of getting us scheduled out far ahead. So we're scheduled with our FBS games through 2027. And so we're in a pretty good spot that way contractually. Obviously, the landscape changes as people's strength of schedule changes and what it looks like in regards to playoffs and what looks, you know, appetizing, I guess, for teams to show their competitive advantage. I mean, definitely even us as a Big Sky, we're taking a look at our football scheduling to make sure that we're trying to play other FCS teams instead of playing, say, an NIAA team or a Division III team, like trying to keep it at Division II and Division I, you know, just in regards to our playoffs and how that works. But there's definitely still interest from FBS schools to at least get one FCS game on their schedule, depending upon who they are. And they're willing to pay them out, you know, that kind of thing. And so it hasn't been that hard, but, you know, we're going to have to get on the ball here to start looking at 2027 or 28 and beyond to get those locked in.
When you negotiate a game like that, I mean, forgive me, I've never done anything like that. Let's say you're negotiating with Arkansas or you're negotiating with Oregon State. How different is that conversation when it's a familiar in-state entity and maybe the big travel puzzle piece isn't part of it?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier regionally. You know, when we're talking to Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State, it's a lot easier because, one, they're going to save a buck because they know that they're not going to have to dangle too much money in front of you in order to cover your travel costs and so forth. So it's a little bit easier of a conversation for them. We get on a bus, we drive down, we play a game, we come back. So there, it's not quite as the financial investment, I would say, that maybe if they're having to get a team to come out. Like, you know, we're going to Hawaii next season. So not this 20 season, but the 2021 season. You know, that's a little bit more complex, but Hawaii's got that whole game down in regards to flights and how they cover your hotels. And so it just depends on who you're working with.
Valerie, the college football season, I have not yet heard this talked about, so this is new ground, so forgive me if this is not on your radar yet, but have you had any discussion or thoughts about what happens if we're still social distancing and here comes August and here comes September?
Oh, yeah. There has not been any official conversation, but it's in the back of everyone's head. Right now, what's up front and center for most schools in regards to football is spring ball. And we were super fortunate because Coach Barnum and his crazy ways, we started this last year, we moved our spring ball to what we call winter ball because we're on a quarter system. So we were able to get our full spring ball in prior to any of this happening. The only thing we canceled was our spring game, and they missed one day of their practice that they could have had. So we kind of got out of that. Okay, there are some schools that haven't even started their spring ball yet, and they're being completely put on hold. So what does that look like? This morning, I'm fortunate to be part of a wonderful, close-knit group of female ADs across the nation, and we started off our day this morning at 8 a.m. with all of us from across the country all on one video chat. And to hear the differences with how each school or each region is approaching any of this, but in specifics to football, is quite amazing because that's what's, I think, slowing down some institutions from making bold moves because they're trying to figure out how to address the football question. So I think as time progresses and we get closer and closer to when football is supposed to start ramping back up, that could be some major conversations because, you know, right now is the time that you start selling all your season tickets.
Yep.
Or people are going to be hesitant to purchase season tickets, not knowing if there's going to be a season. What does that look like in regards to your facilities? You know, we partner with the city of Hillsborough, so we're kind of at their mercy regarding their policies. There's a lot of unknowns for sure.
Valerie, I really appreciate you making time for us and what you do with your leadership at Portland State. You've done a great job. I think, you know, it's the evidence is all around there, but especially with the Viking Pavilion and what you're doing in basketball. So congrats to you and stay safe and make a positive out of this. I think families are coming together a little bit in the last week.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you see it. I mean, just today, like I said, we were out at Hag Lake. There must have been about 15 boats on the water just fishing, and every single boat was, it looked like a parent or a grandparent and their grandkids or children. I mean, so that's pretty remarkable to be able to see that.
Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good day. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too. There's Valerie Cleary. She's the athletic director at Portland State. Going big places. Portland State should hang on to her. Interesting stuff about rhythm, her rhythm. I'm telling you, you're out of your rhythm because you're not normally at this time where you are today. There are still a lot of listeners who are delivery drivers, who are employees that work a job that maybe is feeling additional pressure at a time like this. Also, you've got a lot of small business owners who either listen to this show or put this show on in their business. I feel for all of you. I think it's an incredibly challenging time. But I want to give you the floor here. I want to give you a chance to talk about maybe the silver lining you've found in all of this. We've been through a week of this. I can't even remember what I was worried about a week ago. And here I am now going, well, I hope everybody's safe. And when I see people who are 65 and older, I think, okay, they really need to, we really need to be diligent about what we're doing to keep people safe. We've got to stay on this. But I want your silver lining moments. Is there anything positive that you can share with the rest of our audience? Is there anything you can share about your own experience? 503-417-7575 is the phone number. I want you to line up. I want to give a shout out to my friends at Chelsea Audio Video. This show would not be possible right now without their help. They've got me on a brand new network that is helping me broadcast at a high speed. This is light speed stuff. And I got to thank them for that. Their design team, their install team did a great job making our home smarter. And because our home's smarter, this show can be on from my home studio. So go see what Chelsea Audio Video can do for you. They are obviously following all the CDC recommendations with their design and their install crews. But, you know, get it on your radar right now. This is a great time with interest rates where they are to invest in your home. We're all spending more time at home. ChelseaAudioVideo.com. That's where you start your journey. Make your home smarter. You got the BFT. Leave it here. We got to make it quick. Mark in Beaverton is called in. Mark, what's on your mind?
So, John, real quick, my positive take is I'd like to think that we are all maybe helping each other more, because before all this, partly politically, we were disjointed, dysfunctional. And, I'd like to think that now maybe we're taking more care into each other, being more, we truly care about each other. Quick question. I'd like to, if you have time, I'd like to know kind of what your dad thinks about all this, because you talk to him a lot.
Yeah, my dad my dad is such a positive person. I should have my dad on. He's such a positive person. He's out. He's walking. He's worried. He's worried about other people.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.